Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium. I will be doing 60 minutes of Q&A. Your questions, Spirit's answers. Here we go. So first and foremost, before we get started, please do not get scammed. I will never reach out to anybody and tell you to get anything from me. You book a session through my website. That is the only way to connect with me other than my business number. So do not do text or email reading. So if they're trying to do that, that should be a huge red flag, like, to let you know it's not me. If you'd like to call in with a question, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And you can also connect with a loved one. Please have a question ready, and I'll be happy to answer it. Before we get into the Q&A end of it, I have some messages. Is this channeling? No, not yet. Messages. Okay, I have some messages. I don't know. This is, you guys think I run my own show. That's so cute. I really don't. A wand. And not only are they saying the name, they're showing me the name. Like Juan, like J-U-A-N. Juan, you are a good friend. I love you. Amigo, I love you, amigo. Don't feel badly. Don't feel badly. You are a good friend. Respecto. I know you're suffering, but no more suffering. No more suffering. Okay, that is the message. Well, there is a first for everything, and there is that. Okay, there is that. I'm going to go into names. This could be your name, their name, the name of a loved one, a pet. A pet name or a pet name. The first name that I'm getting is Bob or Bobby. The next name is Tia. The next name is The next name is Champ. The next name is Lucinda. The next name is Jason. The next name is Maria. The next name is, it's so funny. Why did they do that with an accent? Like from the Santana song, Maria. No, that doesn't even have like a little Maria. It's like Maria. But no, they said Maria. Man, I could entertain myself for hours just saying names. Okay. Ramesh is the next name. Laura or Lorelei. Nancy, the next name is Joy, Joyce, Joy, and Joyce. Okay, that's it for names. I'm going to go straight into songs. This could be a song that answers a question that you have, or it is a song you know they loved, you loved, you listened to. If the song has meaning for you, it's for you. The first song they're singing is I Can't Stand the Rain. And yes, we all know I can't sing. So don't feel the need to tell me. Everybody knows who has heard me. The first song is I Can't Stand the Rain. Who sings that? You guys, who sings that? I can't stand on my window. Something like that. I think that's how the song goes. Okay, the next song, moving right along now. Oh, Jesus, are you kidding me? How much doggy in the window. you guys, I kind of channel this song, so sometimes, come on, I'm like, are you kidding me? Did you just do that? Oh, my gosh. That song, How Much Is That Doggy? In the Window. Keeping it in line with that, the next song is What's Up, Pussycat? I don't even know the rest. I don't really know these songs, so there we go. Oh, okay. The next song is, oh my gosh, I have not laughed this much in a minute. Okay, the next, I'm going to be doing the roof all through. Okay, the next song is, okay, I need to focus a little bit, I'm sorry. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and sea. Again, channeling. The next song is I need more than that. You need to come through a little stronger. Okay. They're just showing me clouds and the sun breaking through. Okay. They're showing me that. And the next song is Margaritaville. I don't know the words, but they started singing it, and then they said Margaritaville, and then I'm saying Margaritaville. Those are the songs, everybody. I'm going to stop there because I could not keep my composure, so I'm super sorry about that. Do you guys want me to channel today? If you want me to channel, put a yes. The first person who puts, if somebody puts a yes in there, I will channel. You know, one thing I want to say, you guys, want to say that, and I said this before, okay, I have a yes, and that was quick. If you cannot find a job, make a job. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to channel this. Here we go. See, before even the yes, they started saying, you're not getting out of it. You're not getting out of it. Do-da, do-da. Okay, I'm just going to start saying what I was saying, and I know it's going to go into channeling, so just bear with it. If you can't find a job, make a job. You were not put here to be at somebody else's behest. You are a creator from the creator. If you have an idea, if you have a thought, if you've seen an idea that you can say, oh, I could do that, or oh, I could do that, but I would do it this way, do it. If you see, for example, a food truck and you decide you don't want a food truck, you want a alcohol truck or a beverage or a different type of food or whatever it is time for you to move. But even beyond that, if you make furniture, if you can make anything you can create, it is time for you to make that move and get into that driver's seat and do what your heart is yearning for. You may ask, how can I do this? Maybe you are feeling like you do not have the funds. There are many available funds if you go through or to the right channels. And there are people who will assist you in finding these funds, and you will be able to start these businesses. There are many businesses and many opportunities for new businesses, new ideas for businesses, many things that you could do. And you need to start now with your creating and creations. Even if you are in a position with a company and you have the idea for a creation, please, it is time now to put that idea into effect. Okay, you guys, I was hearing so many things while I was channeling to say, and I'm just going to blurb them all out now because there are ideas for businesses that you would have never thought were business ideas that you would say, hey, no way. Do you know there's a whole company to hire bridesmaids for people at a wedding? And that's a whole business. You could start a business like that, or you could just be a bridesmaid for hire. Did you know there's this guy, and I'm going to laugh, and I'm sorry because it's such a sensitive subject, and we all know when I get nervous, I inappropriately laugh. Just what I do. It's okay. I like who I am. I'm going to keep doing it. So there's this guy who shows up at funerals. He meets with the person who's passing, and the person who's passing tells him everything he wants the guy to say at his funeral, and it's not always nice stuff. But that's a whole business. I have a brother that would be so good at that. He could show up and be like, and you, he said you were nothing but a jerk to him. I could not do that. But this guy does that, and that's his business. I mean, that's his whole business. You don't need to set up a brick and mortar any longer. People need people, and you can start a whole business. Late last year, I said this whole doing things in home, going to people's home and doing their nail, their hairs, their eyes, whole business, going to their business and doing it, going to their home and taking care of their pets. I have a friend in California, and she wants to get her dog groomed. She wants to come and groom her dog. There's like a six-week waiting list with the person who used to do it. Now, there's opportunity there. If there's a six-week waiting list, how many people are getting their dogs groomed in home? There are so many different ideas. You don't have to have and there are grant finders, people who make their living finding grants for people, and they can find you grants to start your business if you so need that. Okay, having said that, we are going to go to questions now. I'm going to go between the call log and the questions on the YouTube chat. So I'm going to get to as many people as I possibly can. And we will get it going. Please have an exact question ready for me, and I will be happy to answer that question. If you want to connect with a loved one, I need their first name and their relationship to you, and I will be happy to connect you to them. And somebody named Duane, like D-U-A-N-E or D-U. W-A-Y-N-E, Duane, somebody named Duane is like in my ear. They're here. Duane, here we go. 509, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi there, my name is Eric and I'm calling from Washington State.
How can I help you, Kayla?
I just have a question. I very much enjoyed your, motivation of, make a business if you don't want to be an employee anymore. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
My question. Sorry about that. I was going to ask, I have a coworker who I sometimes see, and something happened last week, and I'm just so embarrassed. Very, very embarrassed. And I just wanted to know what you pick up as being his perspective of me. Like, I don't know if he thinks I'm rude or, yeah. I'm just super embarrassed to go back to that work site.
Just don't be embarrassed. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what happened. I'm not trying to look at what happened. Never be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, love. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. I'm going to say this. The way I can best put this is, you know, 5 years no one will remember is what I'm hearing. What I'm going to do now, can I just get the first initial of this person, the first initial of their first name, so that I can? J?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I feel like Jay finds it kind of humorous, a little funny, and really doesn't think any different. I want to say doesn't feel any differently. Maybe differently isn't the word, but like, kind of like stuff happens is what I'm getting. Stuff happens is what I'm getting, okay? So that is what I'm getting. It isn't going to take the dynamic of what the relationship that you have. Okay? I hope that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's a professional one, and it just, you know, I'm super embarrassed. But when you were giving the message.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you were giving the messages earlier, you said the name. And I was like, oh, my God, is that for me? You said the name. I was so shocked. I was so, like, wow. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You said Juan.
And you know what? Here's what I'm going to say to you is that this is, you know, everybody, there is no person that has not done something that they have felt might have been embarrassing. Okay? So from that mm-hmm. end, there should be compassion, just understanding, if not even compassion. Like, everybody has embarrassed themselves in some way or another at some point or another. And so just from that, like, I'm sure whatever you're thinking, it's not as bad as you think. Okay, love?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
I understand
Thank you for telling love. Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing night.
You too. Thank you.
You are welcome. And even though I'm putting you on mute right now, I just want to say, when you go back, don't make a big deal out of it. Don't bring it up unless it's brought up. Just kind of let it slide. Unless an apology is owed, then say, hey, but don't make a big deal about it. Women tend to gush or, like, over-talk about things that we want to over-explain. They're saying, just, Tiffany had asked me earlier, her and a friend are planning a trip this weekend, a bit of a jaunt, if you will. And there's something local. Is it going to be, I think she used the word good. I have to go up a little bit more this weekend. Would you be able to tell me how it will go? It's going to be good. I'm using the word good. It's going to be good. Make sure you track. The one thing I'm hearing is make sure you're making plans for weather. So if you're planning outdoorsy things and the weather turns a little bit, to make sure you have other things planned. And it will be fine. I do feel like I don't know why I'm hearing this. If it makes sense to you, just comment. It makes sense. Just be a little bit passive. Go with the flow. Allow things to unfold. And maybe don't fill every moment. I'm sure you, whatever that means, just have fun with it, okay? Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 925. 925, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Teresa. I'm calling from Oregon.
Hey, Teresa. How can I help you today?
I have a coworker that is like, she's got to be miserable. And she's been appointed ahead of our department. And it's just really difficult to work with her. She's always trying to make, like, you're lazy or you're not doing anything. Or I want to retire in, in September. And I'm hoping that I can last that long.
Okay, first I need to ask you, does she use those exact words, or are those words kind of, you're thinking she's thinking that or insinuating that?
She implies it, and she
implies.
Not only does it, yeah, she not only does it with me, she does it with another coworker that I have, and we both are just like really getting tired of it.
Okay. You know, there's a reason I work for myself, and this is the reason, because I'd be recording that. I'd be recording that all day long. I would be recording that, but that's me. I don't suggest you do that because you want to last until September. Are you going to last? The question is, are you going to last until September? Yes. And your dogs
okay.
don't like that. They're like, no, we want you home now. You are going to last until September. I mean, you have free will. You can do what you want, but you also do have the ability to last until September. They're saying you have to find the humor in it to be able to last in a more productive and less cynical way. And that if you can allow yourself to have some sort of grace for her, because people behave sometimes the way they're treated. They're not saying feel sorry for her, but just, you know, kind of
she's treated quite nicely. In fact, there have been people that have quit because of her.
She's treated nicely, maybe at work. Maybe at work she's treated nicely. People often reflect, and maybe I'm off, and if I am, I apologize. Sometimes people, the way they treat people is the way they were treated either as a child or in their family dynamic home. That's not our problem, and it doesn't mean we should have to put up with it. If you just have a goal until September, you can make that goal, and maybe the reason they're bringing this up to you is because it will be easier to make that goal of September as long as you have this perspective. Now, what I will also say is you can retire a little bit early. If you choose to, it's up to you how you handle it. But if you choose to retire early, make sure that's something that you're doing for you. You might regret not, you know, pushing through to those final months. I do feel like in August, you're going to be really ready to tell her about it, but wait until September and just record things and then walk in and give it to whoever you need to give it to when you walk out.
From home. I'm not in the same office. I work from home, and I'm in a different state than they are. But, like, she flippantly sent off an email to my boss today, like, that was just really unnecessary. Like, she was spending all this time on something that I was handling, but she just jumped in there and started sending email after email after email. And she sent an email to my boss saying, you know, I've spent all day on this, and you should be taking care of it.
Okay. So here's again, if you're not directly there, and here's something that I often say to people when they're in a situation with a boss that they might not love, and the boss may be doing very questionable sorts of things. Every time you do work, initial and or sign your work to prove you've been doing it, and also carbon copy everything to the boss also. If she's sending you or talking to you on the phone in a way, there are apps you can get that record your phone calls. There really are. There are apps you can download right onto your phone that record your phone calls. And that would be my suggestion for you. But your real question was, will you make it till September? As of this moment, yes, of course you have free will and you can change that. I do feel like in July and August, you're going to be having a very nonchalant attitude about the job. 760, you are going to be next, but I'm going to take a question from the chat. Here's a question. You guys, it takes me a moment to read these, so please be patient with me. Hi, Tony. I had asked you a while ago if our lawsuit would work in our favor. I almost said flavor. Woo! Favor. I'm not drunk. I don't drink anymore. I'm not drunk. I know it would be easy to think that, but it's not true. You saw that it would. They called the trial due to one flaw. Our lawyer is trying to appeal it. Will that happen? Is it going to get an appeal? I'm getting a yes on that. It is going to get an appeal. You know, that obviously the obvious thing I'm going to say is make sure all of your paperwork is in order. Make sure that you have everything lined up. You might have to change the way you file. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's going to end up back in court. Okay, it is going to end up back in court. If it doesn't appeal, you have to refile under a different thing, but it is going to end up back in court, love. That is what I am getting for you. 760, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeanette, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jeanette. How can I help you today?
You know what? I am really curious. I'm in a connection and was wondering if you could pick up on where this might be headed.
Okay. Can I have, if it's okay with you, the first name of the other person just to kind of
Sammy.
Slide into that?
Sammy.
We keep talking at the same time. I'm sorry. Go ahead again.
Sammy.
Okay. Same way you asked, and then I'm going to ask it in another way.
Sure.
Okay. Jeanette, I'm going to tell you, I feel like they're going to meet somebody else soon. I want to start there. I feel like the relationship you're in, I don't know why, but they just keep saying it's the way they're saying it is it's not going where you want it to go. It's not going to go where you want it to go. So you can make the choice of if you're okay with that, or if you want to kind of look at something or someone new or different, or, you know, move in a different direction.
Well, I definitely I don't like the first choice.
I know, I'm really sorry. It's not always easy giving that answer, but here's what I will say to you. I like in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship, I want to know where it is or is not going. So I have the ability to make the choice to either be like, okay, I'm okay with this person, or I'm not. This just isn't what I'm looking for in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And move that if I can't handle the terms of their whatever or whatever it is. Knowledge is power, and it's your power now. It allows you to look at the relationship in a very unemotional and realistic way and make a choice that's in your best good so that you don't invest more than you longer than or, you know. So what I would say to you at this point is you have the ability to make this decision. I will also say if you choose to, you know, kind of go in a direction where you can get what you want, there will be somebody else in June that you have the possibility of meeting. Now, if you stay where you are, that probably will not be the case. I think,
right.
And I don't like to say this. I really don't like to say it. But what I'm going to say, I'm going to put some parameters on it. I feel like there's an influence, the other person involved, there's an influence in their life that may not allow this relationship to be anything other than what it is. Now, an influence, let's be clear, can be a mother, can be a sister, can be a buddy. And yes, it can also be another lover. But what it is, what I am saying is there is an influence, and an influence can be like being influenced by a past situation that happened. Whatever this influence is
mm-hmm.
to keep this relationship right where it is. That's what I'm going to say to you. Knowing this, and you can, you know, try to have a conversation about this person. I feel like this person might be very vague or not be as either transparent or give you as much information as you would like about the situation. But in the end, it's up to you to just use what you know and what you feel and move in the direction that's best for you before you invest any more into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now,
any
said that,
idea? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Any idea about what?
Any idea of maybe the person that there's a possibility of meeting, or, you know, like where?
You know, here's what I'm going to say. Live your life, and the person, when you're supposed to meet somebody, live your life, be out and about, be open to, it's not on a dating site or an app organically, so be out and about, especially in June.
Mm-hmm.
And in, not May, but June and into July, especially. I do feel like it is going to happen in June, not July.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like when you are out and about, wherever you get invited, go. And whenever you are out and about, be looking around. If you go out with friends, don't go out with a big group, maybe one or two, so it's not as intimidating to walk up to or be to talk to somebody or have somebody come up and talk. But, you know, be out and about. Definitely be out and about. and enjoy your time out and about. And if you have more questions about that, I'll be happy to do a private session for you on that. I try to limit it to the one exact question because there are a lot of people that are calling in and have questions in the chat also. And I just try to be fair to everybody. And I don't like to, I don't want to, you know, so yeah, that's that. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next, Tanya, is it Tanya? Yep, Tanya wants to know, can you connect to my dad, Bill? Yes. So I'm going to connect, give me a second. Yeah, he is singing this song that I don't know. It's like a really old song, though, so... And it is this very deep voice. It's a very, the singer had a deep voice. So that's where we're starting. The next thing that Bill would want to say to you, Tanya, is this is the next song that's coming in. Don't give up on us, baby. We can still come through or come true. I'm not sure of the words. But he's. But it's not the don't give up on us. He's saying, don't give up on whatever it is you are involved in or working on. Don't give up. So you're going to have a breakthrough this month, the month of we're in, the month of this. You're going to have a breakthrough. And that's going to come in sooner than later. And it may, whatever is going on, if the breakthrough is going to come through sooner than later. So for example, if this is something you're in a relationship or financial or work, there's something that's going to come through that's going to help. So don't give up quite yet because there's about to be a breakthrough. And if those are two different subjects, don't give up on whatever it is you're very frustrated or feeling like you just need to let it go or give up on. And then you're going to have a breakthrough very soon. And I feel like the breakthrough month, not within a month, but within this month of April. When I'm channeling, I don't always have, okay, anyway. It's going to be in this month. And it may even come as soon as a day or two. But just be patient because everything is about to turn around and it's going to, it's just going to work out to your benefit. So stay strong. Okay, Tanya, I really hope that was helpful for you. I hope that it made, and even more so, I hope it made sense for you. Okay, I'm going to go to 509. 509, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mindy, and I'm from Washington. How are you, Tony?
I'm good, Mindy. How can I help you today?
So I've got a question. I've got a court date coming up here on the 29th, and I'm wondering what the outcome of that is going to be, if what's going to happen with all of that.
Give me a second, Mindy. I'm asking in like four different ways to try to get a different answer. Mindy, can I ask, I think I kind of have an idea. Can I ask what this is regarding?
It's for an eviction.
Okay. So I'm really sorry, Mindy. I asked, is this going to go the way you want it to? I get a no. I ask, is it going to, are you going to get the outcome you want? I get a no. What I am going to tell you is do everything you can to start making plans now. So in your state, I don't know how evictions work. Typically, once the order goes through, you have so many days to get up and get out. They're not going to let you stay, and they're not going to give you you much more time, if any, get things moving. The even if you live in a good state, I feel like you can plead your case. It's just not going to go completely how you want it to go. So you have to really try to start making plans now to be ahead of it, okay?
Okay.
I know that's not what you want to hear, but I know that's what you need to hear. And I know they want you to take every available resource and get things in place now for your next situation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mindy, we're all going to say a little prayer for you and hope that everything turns out good for you, okay, love?
Thank you so much, Toni.
You are so very welcome. You have an amazing and blessed rest of the night, love. It is, you know, there, Mindy, there are also a lot of agencies that, and I know you've probably reached out to a couple of them, but here's one thing, someone I know did this once or twice or five times. They would be looking for a place and they would say, hey, will you accept Section 8 housing? Even if it wasn't advertised a Section 8 housing situation or a rent assistance housing situation. And many of the times the landlord would say yes, and then that was a way for that person to get on Section 8. That's how they got on Section 8 housing. They found a landlord that would do it, and then together they went on, you know, rent assistance. And then, so that's one way of getting assistance when it may feel like there may not be help and you really need help. There's also there's also funds for emergency assistance for rent for people in your situation. So in your state, whatever state and city you're in, go online, look that up, show up at the office. Don't do it online and be put at the bottom of a pile. Show up at the office with the papers you need. If they can't help you where you are, ask them to get you in someplace and start looking and see if somebody can help you or is willing to work with you with those systems. Okay, I'm going to go to the next question on the YouTube chat. Everybody, I go live every Monday at noon Central, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. You can call in with your questions. The call-in number is 845-277-9131. Or you can join us, watch in live on YouTube, and I will answer your questions there. Okay, Leo, I missed the first part of that question. Well, where will the connection with the Capricorn go from here? And then first initial S. I think your name is Leo. Leo Moon Goddess. Okay. Leo Moon Goddess, where is the connection with the Capricorn going? For some reason, and if you watch me at all at any time, you know I can get answers pretty well. Let your guard down, Leo Moon Goddess. Let your guard down. You can put it back up when I'm done, but you need to let it down now. Okay. Where is this going? You know, the first thing I hear is wherever you want it to go. That's exactly the words they're saying to me. You are kind of manifesting this situation as you go. So make sure it's what you want, where you want, how you want, sort of is what I'm hearing. but it's going to go where you want it to go. Because you're kind of the one, I don't like to use the word in control, but you're the one that's going to make the choice or the decision, and it's going to go where you want it to go, depending upon what you want. So manifest carefully is what I'm hearing. And they say, they're saying, she knows what you're talking about. So that's what I have for you, beautiful. I hope that's helpful. I hope that was very helpful for you. Moving that up a little bit, and I'm going to the very next caller, who is 475. 475, what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Great evening, Ms. Tony. My name is Soraya, and I'm calling from Stamford, Connecticut. Can you hear me properly?
You put your phone to your face, please, love, so it's not so, it sounds like you're very far away from your phone, and it's difficult to understand.
Can you hear me better?
That's a little better, yeah. What is your question for me today?
My question for you today is, can you just read my energy and just tell me what spirit has? I do not have a specific because I'm everywhere all at once.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for you, if your energy is a bit chaotic right now, the first thing for you and everybody listening, watching, joining in, if need be, we're clear your energy because some chaos, interference coming in. So we're going to clear that for you, and then for anybody else that feels like they grab on. And if you want to come back and get your energy cleared, it's at about the 47 mark of the show, 47 minute mark of the show. Okay, the next thing I'm going we're going to clear your homes. We're clearing your homes, and that one right there, that's the one. That is it. Okay, as soon as that's gone, you're going to feel your energy become much stronger, and you're going to not be so confused. Yeah, let's clear that. And this is not only for you, for anybody listening or watching and wants to come back and clear themselves or clear their home. This is the point of the show. You would just come back and do that. You can do it every day or whenever you feel you need it. It's almost gone. And there we go. Okay, I'm sorry. What was your first name, beautiful? Hello. What's your name? Again, can you please tell me your first name again?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Soraya. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Soraya. Okay, Soraya, right now the biggest message that I have for you is be strong. Don't waver. You know where you come from. Don't let anybody tell you any differently.
Mm.
Get rid of the guilt. Guilt is the most useless, misused emotion. People will, ooh, guilt. Let's clear all guilt for everybody listening. Everybody. And let's get all that guilt gone.
That's my song.
Oh, my God. I see? Spirit is here with you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I love what I'm saying. Oh, my God. Okay. I also did a couple of really good clearings on TikTok. I will be sending them to Facebook and YouTube and everything, but you guys go get those if you can. If you want to wait till it's on Facebook or YouTube, that's fine, but they were good. Well, the first one was if you always take the blame for everything. Dude. Okay. Let's clear all guilt, all that caused it, all that kept it. Why is there, it's a generational thing for the women in your family to take on the guilt and of whatever happened. So we're going to pull this out generationally, forward, backward, side to side, take it all from every, throughout the whole ancestral line. And, man, I feel that in my left shoulder being pulled out for you. You guys, when I do clearings for you guys, I do feel it. So you'll notice on the TikToks or wherever I'm doing clearings, you know, right now my voice is so strained and I'm feeling it being pulled out of the back of my neck and my shoulder. And that's because I'm clearing with you. So if I make funny faces or like this, it's just taking it. The next thing I'm getting, and we're going to do this for future, just pulling it off, wherever this started, just pulling it now. And then the next thing I'm getting is get up, stand up. Stand up.
Hey.
Oh, you're right. Amen. Oh, so what I'm getting from that is, that you already know what that means.
Oh. Mm-hmm. My mother's actually from that island, so it's funny you said that. And getting into the generational, yeah, it's just funny. Anyway, continue.
No, it's so good. Those are confirmations for you. Those are solid. Mother loving confirmations for you. So the next thing that they're saying, that there's something you've been thinking about, whether it is something you would just do for friends and family or something you would do for make money on it, just like I don't know why I hit the top of my hand, but they want me to just, like on the palm of my hand, put money on that. So if you're doing this thing that you do, put money on it. Like, I'm happy to do it for you, but put money on that. Put money. So what it is, they just keep saying, put money on that. Oh, my gosh. So whatever this thing is, whether it's something you're thinking about starting or something you've been doing, just let people put money on it, and run it. They're saying, and run it. And it's like I'm going to try to get the dialect, here we go. I'm going to try to get the dialect correct. And they're saying, and you need to run this. You just need to run it. And I know that I'm probably not saying this in the best way possible, but you need to run this. You need to put money on it. You need to run it. You need to go now. You need to do this now. Okay. That's all I can handle on that one.
It's funny because.
That was a male. I'm going to tell you, that was a male who was tall, slender, and in very different type of clothing, not clothing that we would wear here in America, and in your lineage. So that is what I have for that love. Okay, there's all of that for you.
I have the chills from head to toe. I thank you. Wow. And you know what? It was funny because my cousin, his birthday is coming up in the next, call it 6 days, he transitioned. And I was thinking about him heavily. So, and, you know, I was gifted a Life Essential service company. And I just wanted to know if that energy needed to be there into it. But now that you said put money onto it, there it is.
I hear yes. Put money on it. Hmm. Whatever else, you can come back and listen to this again.
And oh, definitely. No, I thank you. God bless you.
Oh, you are so welcome. So grateful. I'm so, you know what, you guys, I'm going to say this. I am so grateful. I am blessed to be a blessing. I will say over. I am blessed. I'm so grateful to be able to bring this to you guys and help you. And it is such a blessing to be able to. I try so hard to say I don't take credit. I don't take credit for my books. I don't take credit for the messages because they choose me. They chose to do this way, and just that's what. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
And then I'm hearing get on it, because you're going to put a sauce on it. I don't even know. I'm sorry. Let me get it together. Here he comes again. Oh my gosh.
We call him Lati. I'm getting goosebumps for calling Lachi. Mm-hmm.
You are going to put your own sauce on this, your own spin on this, your own on this, and it is going to make it bigger and better and spectacular. Okay, love?
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless. I surrender.
You are so welcome. And do it. Do it. Do it. Okay, love?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Tony.
You are so welcome. Mm-hmm. You have an amazing night, love. And thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Thank you. You guys, I cannot even tell you how much, ma'am. I love what I do. And I do what I love. Okay. Hi, Tony. There is a job position that fits my experience. Should I apply for it? Yes. Always. Always. You know what I say? If there's something that fits your experience, apply. See what they're offering. Doesn't mean you have to go anyplace. It doesn't mean you have to make a change. At least apply. Know you are wanted someplace else. Second, if you get it, do the comparison. If they're giving you more money, more benefits, better work environment, whatever it is, and you want to take it, take it. But don't worry about if you're going to get it. Just apply for the experience. Just apply for the experience. Put your energy out there. It does not hurt to apply. So, Catherine, apply. Definitely. Okay. It is, we have 2 minutes left. So I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much for being here. I'm not going to hang up quite yet. I'm going to look. I'm going to see if I can get one more question in. I need a thank you. Thank you, MK Karen. Okay, I was going to see if I could get one more quick question in. You know what? Excellent, Heather. So awesome, Heather. Here's what I'm going to say, everybody. I will be back for sure Monday at noon, but if you want to know if I pop up any place, just hit the button you need to hit to know when I come back. I'm going to try always. I get pretty booked up on the weekends with sessions and such, but if I can, I do come back. I want to thank you all for being here so much. I love you guys so stinking much. We'll see you all very soon. Until then, make miracles in your life.